From my limited understanding, when the constriction of self drops away in meditation, there is joy and peace. This makes me think that deep insight into anatta might be profoundly blissful. I'm having trouble seeing how the same would be true for dukkha and anicca. Can you help? Well, the thing is that that insight into anicca, dukkha, anatta is basically it's the same insight. So that, I mean, it has a slightly different manifestation, or how it is either seen or experienced, but the insight is it's really inextricably linked to each other. So that that which is impermanent is inevitably impossible to be completely satisfying all the time. That which is changing, unsatisfying, is not self. And that's a very broad brush, but the that insight into not self is not fundamentally different than insight into anicca or dukkha. So that in the same way that they say an insight, deep insight into anatta is, say, profoundly blissful, so is an insight into anicca, in the sense of that, oh, this is really the way it is. This is the truth of inconstancy, of change, of instability, and I don't have to struggle with it anymore. It's this way. Or in the same with dukkha, sort of seeing, oh, this is unsatisfactory, this is stressful, that's the way it is. Oh, wow, that's a relief. And it's just it isn't sort of, oh, this is dukkha, oh, that really sucks. it's really, wow, that's the way it is. And so that the heart really opens up to it and is profoundly, you know, kind of relieved. There's a burden taken off the heart when we see things in their true nature. So that anicca, dukkha, anatta are all expressions of basically the same truth, seen from different angles.